September 1968. We're at the Art Centre, the opening day. The storm has just passed, and the sun's beginning to shine as we wait for the VIP.
Today is a very great occasion for our district. We're here to open this new centre, which has cost approximately £100,000. And when you have seen it, I'm sure you'll agree what excellent value it is. It is designed to serve the 120,000 people of our district, and we're particularly proud that it has been designed by our own council architect. There's a theatre for 500 people, cinema, restaurant, bar, studios for painting, sculpture and photography. It is the only cinema in the new town, and I'm sure that through this medium it will give a lot of pleasure to a lot of people. And many prominent artists, including Daniel Barenboim, Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor, Judy Dench, Alicia Markova, Yehudi Menuhin, Robert Morley, John Neville, Sir Laurence Olivier, Donald Sinden, Paul Scofield, Dame Sybil Thorndyke, Peter Ustinov, etc., have expressed their best wishes for the success of the centre. I'll now introduce you to Lord Goodman, the Chairman of the Arts Council of Great Britain, who will declare the centre officially open. Thank you. Lord Goodman. Chairman of the Council, Councillors, my Lords, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure and privilege to have been asked to open this centre, a very important event, obviously, in the life of this rapidly growing community. It reflects, if I may say so, great wisdom on the part of those who control your affairs. They have decided this town shall not merely be a place where people sleep, but a place where people live, a place where people can congregate, a place where people can see and enjoy some of the things that really make work life living.
It's a pleasure indeed that I declare this art centre open.